The big question, will Fenn's treasure, assuming it really exists, ever be found? Nigel says he has no intention of stopping until he or somebody else finds it. I know I'm kidding myself, he says, laughing, but he took 4 trips last summer and fall. What people get wrong is it's not all just about finding the treasure. It's about finding treasures, plural. It's about getting outside and exploring. That's why Forrest called his book The Thrill of the Chase. It's not the thrill of the find. Many claim that they even found Fenn's chest, they wouldn't necessarily spend the money, and might even rehide the chest. Sullivan says he'd like to keep the chase going for a new generation. Wouldn't it be a hoot to be the wise guy writing the new poem, he says. As for Fenn, he hopes someone finds the treasure while he's still alive. Several people have been within a few hundred feet, he says. He knows because they've emailed him and asked whether they were close. Fenn, who's not about to give anyone a free pass, said nothing. But he reads every email, many of them which can be surprisingly revealing about the type of people who would drop everything to go hunting for gold. They confess their fears. They thank him for saving their marriages, for giving them a reason to take a risk, for giving their lives meaning. Fenn received one email from a law student thanking him for reminding me of a part of who I am that has waned greatly during the last years of my legal studies. Responding with an impassioned plea that offered more clues to his real intentions than any of the secrets hidden in his poem, Fenn told the man, "Don't you dare work as a lawyer. If you do, you will wear a coat and tie, sit at a desk all day. You will not have time to smell the sky or experience the soft breeze ripe with sun. Go looking for my chest full of gold and all of the other treasures that lurk once you leave the fluorescent lights behind." Another hunter had this tantalizing insight. "Somewhere deep inside, I hope that I never find your treasure. The journey will be treasure enough." And so the hunt continues.